Grace to all of you and peace from God our Father, our Lord, and our Savior, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit who is active here in our midst this morning. Amen. Nonsense. The first time someone heard this story about Jesus being raised from the dead, they thought it was nonsense. That it wasn't possible. That it was crazy. That it made no sense. Jesus' own disciples didn't believe the story of the resurrection. Even Peter, one of the disciples closest to Jesus, didn't believe it. Even after he went to the tomb, saw the linen strips lying by themselves, heard the story from the women who talked about these men in gleaming white as lightning clothes, he's like, what in the world happened? A resurrection happened. In fact, Jesus had told his disciples over and over that he had to suffer and die and the third day be risen from the dead. They didn't believe their eyes and they didn't believe their ears. It just seemed like nonsense to them. So, it was just a bunch of nonsense to them. What about to us? Yes, this nonsense is what we have come to believe is truth, is the truth. And we're gathered here to celebrate this nonsense and what it means for our lives here on earth and our lives in heaven one day. Do you remember the first time that you heard the message of Jesus being raised from the dead? I don't. I was little. A lot of you were probably really young when you first heard this story. But even a child must consider the whole thing a little fanciful, a little maybe like nonsense. Compartmentalize the idea with some other stories that we tell our kids about the tooth fairy, that kind of thing. I mean, it doesn't seem possible, does it? But if your parents say it's true, you believe it's true, but I don't know. Doesn't sound very likely. Nonsense. Have you ever told someone about Jesus and wondered, you know, they're politely nodding, but they probably think what I'm talking about is nonsense, is crazy. They just listen politely, laugh incredulously on the inside. The entire world thinks that this story is nonsense, and more every day. A lot of people that grew up in the church think that this is nonsense now that they're older, now that they're an adult. Why would intelligent and logical people believe such nonsense? Again, I say it's because we believe it's the truth, that it's true, that it's changed our lives. For the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. Now, I know the story seems impossible, hard to believe, yes, but miracles, that's by definition, they are supernatural. They don't make much sense at all. We believe this message because this truth has set us free. It's changed our life. I've heard many stories in my life that didn't make much sense at all, but only one that's really changed my life, the story of Jesus' death and resurrection. It's given me a sense of freedom, a sense of courage, a sense of compassion that no other story has given me and created in me. It may sound like nonsense to you still. After all a bunch of years of hearing it, might still sound like nonsense to you. I do get that. But this story has the power to change your life because it's true. Even though it seems unimaginable and hard to believe, it's still true. But powerful it is because it gives us hope for eternal life. And when we have that hope, it can change our lives here on earth for the better as well. Miracles are called supernatural for a reason. The normal bounds of time and space are broken. And when we believe that it truly happened to Jesus, we start to imagine that, hey, that could actually happen to me as well. And that's a powerful thing because if we believe that there is truly life after death, it changes how we live our lives before we die. We start to live our lives free from fear. Mother Teresa, famous, served the poorest of the poor in India. She served those suffering from terrible diseases, most famously leprosy, which was very dangerous. It was very contagious by touch, and she was touching them, the untouchable. An American journalist once came to interview her, and he saw her treating a leper who had ulcers, and they smelled awful, and he turned away in disgust, saying, "I wouldn't touch that man for $1 million." And Mother Teresa looked at him and said, I wouldn't touch him for $1 million either. I would do it for Jesus. When we start to believe the impossible is possible, with Jesus, the crazy and the nonsensical idea of helping those who are sick and contagious with diseases who are dying, it starts to make sense. That's the power and the message of Easter, the message of the resurrection. We start living our lives free from the bondage of sin and find grace and compassion instead. The movie I Can Only Imagine recounts how the lead singer for Mercy Me, his name is Bart, finds a way to forgive. He spent most of his life angry at his alcoholic and abusive father. He never wanted anything to do with him again. But when his father puts his faith in Jesus, everything begins to change. And Bart recognizes that God's grace has no limits and that he was called to share that same grace and forgiveness with his father. And they spent the last weeks of his father's life forming these close bonds together before the older man died of terminal cancer. See, when we start to believe the impossible is possible with Jesus, the crazy and nonsensical idea of forgiving someone who has betrayed us, it starts to make sense. That's the power in the message of Easter, the message of resurrection. And we start living our lives ready to serve. Pastor Henry Blackaby in the Bible study Experiencing God tells the story of how a young couple was moved powerfully by God's message and wants to serve as leaders for a mission congregation in Canada. He writes, if they took residence in this mission community, the husband would have to commute 80 miles every single day to go to the university that he was attending. And this pastor says, I knew they couldn't afford that. And I said, no, I can't let you do it. I listed several reasons why that would not be fair to them. And the young man looked at me and said, Pastor, don't deny me the opportunity to sacrifice for my Lord. When you start to believe the impossible is possible with Jesus, the crazy and nonsensical idea that you can sacrifice to serve others, it starts to make sense. That's the power in the message of Easter, the message of the resurrection. Jesus being raised from the dead sounds like nonsense, but it is powerful. It's a powerful message that has changed the lives of millions of people, and it can change your life as well. Not because it makes so much sense. It still doesn't make so much sense, but because it shows you the power of God to do the supernatural in your life. St. Paul said, if only for this life we have hope in Christ, we are of all people most to be pitied. I agree with that. And yet, once we believe in the promise of life after death, it can change your life long before you die. And then that message does change your life. It's just extra. It's like the hot fudge and cherry on the top of this eternal life that you've been promised, that your life is changed here on earth long before you die. We have so much more to live for because we're Christians. The message has the power to free us from fear, to free us from sin, and to free us to sacrifice and to serve freely. And I pray that this nonsense message works powerfully in your life today and changes your life forever. Amen.